John's Gospel, chapter 6. I wonder if you have a favourite superhero. Maybe Spider-Man, the Hulk, or Captain America. Or maybe from DC Comics, the other team. Batman, maybe. Wonder Woman, Superman. Or perhaps you're like one of the more obscure characters that only the dedicated fans know about. I was staggered to see how many characters there are in the two pictures. The birth of the American superhero is sometimes dated to 1938 with the debut of Superman in Action Comics Volume 1. There it is, the very first image of Superman showing his incredible strength as he lifts that car. Superman became the prototype superhero on which all the subsequent ones were based. So he was the original from which the others all developed. So it's 1938, that means that Superman is a product of Depression-era America. World War II is just around the corner and provides the context for the simple tales of good triumphing over evil. In the 1940s and 50s, comic book superheroes largely conformed to the model of lead characters in American popular fiction. The typical superhero was a white man. He was middle to upper class, tall, professional, in his 20s or 30s. So American superheroes were, when they began, were a product of the popular culture of their time. But if Superman is the prototype superhero, what are the roots behind him? Well, perhaps characters from Greek myths, Hercules, Perseus come to mind. Perhaps those have an influence. Perhaps Robin Hood, the outlaw helping the poor. Superman was invented by two Jewish Americans, Jerry Siegler and Joe Shuster. So characters from the Old Testament may have had an influence. Perhaps Moses with his miraculous powers. What about Samson with his great physical strength? And both Moses and Samson saved the Israelite people of their day. They were saviour figures. If you're into Superman, you will know that he was from the planet Krypton. And interestingly, his Kryptonian name was Kal-El. This resembles a Hebrew word which can be translated the voice of God. And the names of angels in the Bible end in the word El, E-L, as in Gabriel. So it means of God. Kal-El, voice of God. And we could see maybe how, you know, powerful supernatural angels could be a source of inspiration for superheroes. But this evening, I want to show you why I think that Jesus is a superhero prototype. In the basic plot for the 1978 Superman film, the comparisons with Jesus are unmistakable. A father called Jor-El sends his baby son, Kal-El, from the planet Krypton to a small planet many light years away, our planet Earth. And Kal-El has special powers. And when he grows up, he appears on the scene as a saviour figure, sorting out the baddies and even stopping a plane from crashing. Superman is a saviour figure who saves people's lives. And Jesus is one of the key prototypes in the American mind which formed the character of Superman. A saviour sent to Earth by his father, a saviour with special powers. Well, having said all that, of course, we do need to remember there is one big difference that we mustn't forget. Jesus didn't wear underpants over the top of his trousers. That's a collection of lots of different versions of Superman there. I like that one. So Jesus has special powers. And in tonight's reading from John's Gospel, we encounter one of his special abilities in action. Superman could fly. Wolverine had accelerated healing. Here we see Jesus' power to walk on water. The story begins at verse 16. You might like to follow it on page 1070. It's now evening, and Jesus' disciples leave him where he is and row across the Sea of Galilee. They start rowing for Capernaum, another coast of the Sea of Galilee. It's dark, and a strong wind is blowing, and the waters are rough. John tells us that the disciples had rowed for about 25 to 30 stadia. A stadia was a measurement of distance in New Testament times. And that 25 to 30 was equivalent to 3 or 4 miles, 5 or 6 kilometres. So they've been rowing some way when they see Jesus coming towards the boat, walking on the sea. Now, Spider-Man had the ability to crawl on vertical surfaces. Aquaman can breathe underwater, but Jesus walks on the water. That's one of his special abilities. Marvel and DC Comics have created worlds in which people have all these special, different special abilities. And they're great fun, but they're pretend worlds. But the Christian church is founded on this man, Jesus, who we believe actually had special powers in the real world. Fundamental to the apostolic message of the 27 books in the New Testament is that Jesus was a real person, and yet he had special abilities. So just consider what kind of a person Jesus must be. He's no ordinary man, is he? He's not just a good bloke with a wonderful moral character. He's much more than this. We heard last week from Tim how earlier in the day Jesus had somehow manipulated 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish of the boys' lunch and turned it into enough food to feed thousands of people. He controls water so he can walk on it. He multiplies the bread. So from these 2 miracles, what would Jesus's superhero name be? Perhaps he might be Water Walker, or perhaps Wave Glider, or he could be the Multiplier, or what about Matter Manipulator? And interestingly, matter manipulation in Marvel Comics is a category of superpower that some superheroes have. Whatever, the bread and water show us that Jesus controls nature. Jesus controls nature. The Old Testament speaks in many places of God's control over nature. And our Old Testament reading from the book of Job is a good example of this. God moves mountains. He shakes the earth. He speaks to the sun and it does not shine. He seals off the light of the stars. And then in verse 8 it says, He alone stretches out the heavens and he treads on the waves of the sea. He treads on the waves of the sea. So this is the Old Testament. This is Yahweh, the Lord, treading on the waves of the sea. But who's doing it in John chapter 6? Jesus is. Jesus is walking on the waves of the sea. It was dark and the sea was rough. So what are we meant to make of Jesus? Well, John starts his biography of Jesus by telling us that through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. John chapter 1, verse 3. So John starts out his account by declaring that Jesus created all matter. And then the story unfolds and we get to this point with him walking on the water and multiplying the bread and the fish. John wants us to see that Jesus is the author of nature. John wants us to see that Jesus is God in action. And when he walked on the Sea of Galilee, this was a sign for us. Jesus controls nature because he is the author of nature. Jesus controls nature because he is the author of nature. So I wonder, where is Jesus filed in your brain? Which compartment have you stored him in? You probably don't have him in the superhero category, but maybe you should. He's an actual real life superhero. Do you have him filed under author of nature? This is how the Bible presents him. And whether you believe it or not, maybe you struggle to believe this, but I hope you can see that this is certainly what John believed. Have a look at the disciples' reaction to Jesus walking towards them on the water. It's there at the end of verse 19. John writes that they were terrified. They were terrified. Is Jesus in the terrifying compartment in your brain? I'm sure he isn't. For most of us, he's in the mostly harmless compartment. Gentle Jesus, meek and mild. But at this point, Jesus is terrifying. Let's reshape our picture of Jesus. His special power was terrifying to his closest companions. For them, the experience of being with Jesus was mysterious. It was edge of your seat stuff. What's he going to do next? And if you aren't a follower of Jesus here tonight, I hope you can at least get a taste of why he's such an interesting and compelling character. I hope you can see that he isn't bland and boring. John wants us to see that Jesus is the author of nature. Because he created the world, he has power over it. So we've seen how Jesus is a prototype superhero who stands behind the creation of Superman and of the American superhero genre. Surely following him should be pretty exciting. Surely church should be exciting. And you have to wonder how sometimes we have managed to make church so boring when the guy that it's all centered around is clearly so interesting. Well, finally, as we come to a close, John's Gospel is all about life. And in John's Gospel, Jesus is the giver of life. The word life gets mentioned about 40 times in this short biography. Let me read you a couple of the verses. In him, that's Jesus, was life, and that life was the light of men. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. Whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. The manipulation of the bread and the fish, the walking on the waves, these are signs to us that Jesus is the author of nature. And we can have life through him if we believe in him. John writes at the end of his biography, Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these, and that includes the bread and fish and the walking on the waves, these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. So may I encourage you to believe in Jesus. Believe on these miracles. Believe in him as the author of nature and have life in his name. Jesus is the real life superhero. And he's the person on which this church is founded. Well, let's pray as I finish. And we're going to pray this prayer together out loud. I'm going to read it first so you can have a think about it. And then we'll all say it together. And if you don't want to for any reason, that's fine. Please don't feel any pressure to. Jesus, you are amazing. You fed the hungry by manipulating matter. You used your special powers to walk on water. We believe that you could do these things because you are the author of creation. We want to believe in you and to follow you. Please give us the life that you promise. Well, let's say that prayer together. Jesus, you are amazing. You fed the hungry by manipulating matter. You used your special powers to walk on water. We believe that you could do these things because you are the author of creation. We want to believe in you and to follow you. Please give us the life that you promise. Amen.